Let me give you the update on what is going on with the Catholic school shooting that happened this morning. And it is a lot of details that I want to go over, so please bear with me. So this was a male in their early 20s. They were dressed in black clothing, cargo pants. The shooter came up to the church, mind you. They were doing a mass for the students of the school at the church. So let me show you a picture. Okay, so here you have a picture of the church and the school. It's right next to each other. They said that the shooter approached the church. All the children, teachers, they were in the church during mass. This shooter had also barricaded two of the doors shut and then fired into through the window, shooting from the outside into the pews. And it left two children, ages 8 and 10, unfortunately dead. There are two more children who are in critical care right now. We have 17 injuries. 14 out of those 17 are children. Three of those are adults. This shooter also had three different firearms. They had a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol, and they believe that the shooter used all three. And they do have the shooter's vehicle on site. They are searching that. They will be obviously taking that in for evidence, and they said they will be conducting further searches as well. They also reported that they don't have any known extensive criminal history on this person, but I'm sure more can emerge. There might not be, in situations like this, sometimes they don't have any criminal history. They've never been arrested. There is no nothing there. And they have not verified whether or not the shooter was a former student of the school or a former employee. I am absolutely horrified, to say the least, because whoever this person is, they obviously knew that all of these children would be in this one place at a specific time. And then they barricaded two of those doors shut to keep them locked in there. And it is truly horrifying. When we get a name, I will give you an update. When we know more about the shooter, I will give you an update. I'm sure they will do their research and their searches into the home, into everything else, phones, you name it. They're going to be digging to try to come up with a motive and see who this person is and what they've been up to for the past couple months or couple years. With that being said, I am so heartbroken for these families. I cannot even imagine 8 and 10 years old. 8 and 10 years old. You got 14. 14 of those victims are children. Two more of those victims are in critical care right now. This is beyond.